Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, Friday of the 7th week in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came into the district of Judea and across the Jordan. Again crowds gathered around him, and, as was his custom, he again taught them. The Pharisees approached him and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." Commentary by Father Miguel Venquay, Barcelona, Spain. As was his custom, he again taught them. Today, dear Lord, I would like to say a little prayer to thank you for your teaching. You taught with authority and took the opportunity to do so on every occasion they let you. As a matter of fact, I understand, Lord, that your basic mission was to transmit the word of the Father, and you did it. Today, while connected to the internet, I ask you, Lord, speak to me as a faithful disciple. I want to pray a little. First, I would like to ask the capacity to learn what you are teaching. And secondly, I wish I would know how to teach it to others. I know it is easy to fail in the error of making you say something that you didn't really say, and with malevolent daring, I change what you are saying to what I like to hear. I admit that I am, perhaps, more hard-hearted than those listeners. I know your gospel, the teachings of the church, the catechism, and I remember St. John Paul II's words in his letter to families, "The program of utilitarianism, based on an individualistic understanding of freedom, a freedom without responsibilities, is the opposite of love, even as an expression of human civilization considered as a whole. Lord, turn me away from the desire for utilitarianism happiness, and turn me instead to your divine truth, which I so much need." From this vantage point, like standing atop a mountain, I can see that you speak of marital love as the love that lasts forever, and that adultery, as any other grave offense to you, Lord, of life and love, is the wrong way to happiness. Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. I remember a young man who said, "Father, sin promises a lot, gives nothing, and takes everything. Good Jesus, let me understand you, that I too may teach. What God has joined together, no human being must separate. Outside the truth which you teach, there is no happiness. Jesus, teach me again. Thank you, Jesus, for I am hard-hearted, but I know you are right."